Happy New Year, everyone out there. How you doing? January 4th, 2023. Welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. We are live on WGH Talk. Also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. And once you do that, please search WWGH. Okay. Now, I don't know if you have your pencils and your paper, but I would like to give you a phone number where you could call in and connect with us here at the station. That number is 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would just like to speak with my guest for a moment or would like to make any comments, we welcome positive input here on A Voice of a People and on WGH Talk. Again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. I have with me today Willie Harris.
Woo-woo!
He is, I guess, the creator of Tap One on
yes. That's a YouTube channel.
YouTube channel. And yeah. The author of This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. Mm-hmm. And I do have a thought for you today I would like to open up this show with. And it's titled, Feeling Great. Enthusiasm is the master key of feeling great. It keeps the self extremely positive, beyond the pull of negativity, while simultaneously making others feel uplifted. To develop enthusiasm, have faith in the goodness of life and in the original goodness of the self and others. Is that a good thought for today, Willie? What do you think about that?
I didn't hear a thing you said. I was thinking about California, and because the weather is not that great today. So could you repeat? What was your thought for today?
Enthusiasm. Well, feeling great.
Feeling great. Well, yes. Yeah.
It says enthusiasm is the master key of feeling great.
Oh, okay.
It keeps the self extremely positive, beyond the pull of negativity, while simultaneously making others feel uplifted too. Mm-hmm. To develop enthusiasm, have faith in the goodness of life, mm-hmm. and in the original goodness of the self and others.
Okay, my thoughts on that is, I don't have no thoughts for that. okay. To be enthusiastic is to be enthused. And I don't know, did that come from Methuselah? Was that just, listen, we were just talking about how much, to put all this craziness to the side, we were just talking about what she just said before. In order to do some of the things that you do, you have got to have enthusiastic beliefs, thoughts, feelings, because if you don't, you will not do it. You'll do it to begin with, and then you'll just kind of
eventually
filter out,
fade away,
because you don't have any motivation to keep you going.
So right.
It's good to be, to know what it is that moves you and that makes you do your thing and make you feel a certain way. So that thought is a good thought.
It is a good thought for today. Yes, for the new year, enthusiasm. New year. Let's be enthusiastic for 2023. Also, I have heard that this...
It's 2023 already?
2023. And not only that, new season of miracles this year.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yes. Now, what is that?
That came from a pastor, Pastor Jackie Peterson.
Oh, is that
She
right?
said that's what the Lord was sharing with her. This is a new season of miracles.
Okay. Gotcha. I can dig that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to be looking for some miracles.
Amen. Miracles is something only God can do.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. If he want to.
Well, man can do magic, but they can't do miracles.
No, we can't even really do magic no more. We'll do illusions.
Illusions.
We act like we got magic. But you know something, though? We talked about this one time before. David Copperfield, when he was doing his thing. Man, them guys, I don't know what they done tapped into, but that magic done went a little far.
Yes.
Because these guys doing stuff, I'm like, okay, ain't no strings attached to that.
Right. Isn't that part of the occult magic?
Man, probably, yeah.
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 So has to be.
And stuff that families used to believe in. I saw in Harlem Nights when he was talking, boy, don't go down there and mess with that woman. She'll put roots on you. You know, because LaRue. Remember in Harlem Nights when Jasmine Guy played LaRue?
Yeah.
And he talking about, boy, don't go mess with that woman, boy. He said, she Creole. Yeah, she'll put roots on you, boy. You know, my folks used to talk about that. I had family members that believed in that stuff, man.
It worked. I mean, if you believe in work.
It, I guess if you believe in it, yeah.
Really?
I pray too hard for that.
Oh, good.
I'm telling you, man, I'm quick to pray. I get mad quick, but I be praying fast. I be wanting the Lord to get in there and do something.
I understand, like David,
there,
right?
Get in there and kick somebody in the nuts. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we'll say, kick somebody in the ideals.
Right.
It's just, after a while, man, you're just tired of getting what you think is beat. But like we said earlier in the first show, when I was listening to these people explaining about how the Bible is set up and how God really have his whole world set up, it's set up so that you can have all these diversities. That's what people don't get, man. I mean, so that you can understand, like, different groups of people. We have different, you know, worship and beliefs and all these different things, but they're all part of God. Anything that's not part of God is satanic. But even he created those guys and created that stuff. So he has a control over that.
Yeah.
And if you have him, you got control over it. So that's why I say get yourself some Jesus. And if you ain't got the Holy Spirit and you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit or don't know how to summons the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask for the Holy Spirit to come into your life and to come with you, to counsel with you, and to teach you, because that's its gift. What it does when it comes to you, it helps you to understand the things of God. Because if you read scriptures and you don't have the Spirit interpreting, you don't understand it. You don't understand it.
That's a good
it's
way
just
to
knowledge.
It. Yeah.
And it's just basically a history book, you know, and it's really just a history of a couple of families if you really want to know the truth. If you look at how the Bible is structured, mm-hmm. it's really a history on those particular group of people that God was dealing with in those particular times.
Yes.
But he shows you what he did and how he worked with them to let you know, I can do the same thing now.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
You're supposed to learn from history, y'all.
Yes. Yes. Talking about what, the 12 tribes?
Yeah.
Israel. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was studying that a little bit. I got confused in my chapters. Instead of going to Matthew's, I ended up trying to find the same chapters and verse in Genesis, and it don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chapter does, but the verses didn't. You know, I was looking for the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. What was the 30-something in Genesis? So I was like, wait a minute. I know I just read this. And then when I found I was in Matthew's, I went over. But the whole thing is, it's just understanding there's so much people talk so much. I hear this all the time, too. People talk about all the various things that you can say about the Bible to shoot down what is being said in the Bible. You can do that if you want to. I mean, you know, you can look at stuff and say, oh, you know, this is contradicting and all that. But if you really look at how this structure and how life is supposed to be structured, it's in that Bible. It tells you.
Yes, yes. It does tell you.
Sure it does.
And it references itself.
It references itself.
You know.
And the Quran references it too.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a book that exists that does not reference the Bible.
Almost has to, because
yes.
it's such a influential piece.
It's truth.
And it has so much truth in it.
There you go.
That where, even though man been tampering and touching, he could not destroy the essence of what it's about.
Sure cannot. Tell him again, Willie.
He
cannot.
Destroy the essence of what the book is. So
cannot
when
do
you
it.
Get in touch with the Holy Spirit and with God, that's what God shows you is the essence of himself. And that man can't tamper. Can't change that.
Can't change it. No matter how they try, no matter how many versions they come up with of the Bible, they cannot take away the integrity of God.
Nor his miracles, nor
the truth of God. They cannot.
Cannot. And that's how you know when you see things that are said to be a certain way, and you can look like right now, you can look at the times when they talked about the end times and the way that people were going to be to the point to where they'll see the truth and not see it.
Mm-hmm.
and right. not accept it. Don't believe you. Like, come on, man.
Right.
You know, when I was hearing this stuff back in the 80s, you know, I didn't think about the fact that in 2022 you'd have the kind of stuff you have now where people look at stuff and say, oh, no, that didn't happen. January the 6th crazy. Happened. You know, and it happened because of. But, you know, people try to act like, no, that didn't happen. That's a lie. It did. Oh, believe me, there's people that don't believe it happened.
Oh, I know.
You know, they think it was made up. You know, hey, man, let me tell you something. There's people that think slavery was made up. They think the Holocaust was made up. There's people that don't believe that stuff because they have not studied the history of any of those things to find right. out what the truth is. And one misnomer that I hear people say all the time, I had to learn to get past this. And this is mainly to my people. We did not come over here as slaves. I pause for the effect. We came over here as free people, and we were enslaved when we got here. There's a difference. When you caught my ancestors in Africa, they were not slaves when you caught them. They were about whatever it was that their business was at that particular point in time. But you enslaved them and then brought them to this country. So you didn't even bring them to the country and enslave them. You did that on the boat. So we have to learn as us when we talk about stuff to say the things correctly, because word is life. And when you speak wrong, life becomes wrong.
True.
So you have to learn, you know, there's a book that we used to, you ever seen this book called Hung by the Tongue?
No.
It's a little teeny book. That book's probably about 40 pages, 50 pages maybe. It's called Hung by the Tongue. And what it talks about, it just shows you all the places in the scriptures where God explains to you that when you speak a certain way, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
So I always tell people, man, learn to try to talk a certain way.
True.
Because you don't want certain things out in the atmosphere. Because what God said about his word, he said it will never come back void. So if you're repeating things that God is saying and you're saying them out of order, you're going to mess yourself up.
Mm-hmm. You can.
You got to learn how to talk.
Yes, you do.
Internal dialogue is very important. It's what you tell yourself.
Right.
Because you can convince yourself of anything.
Oh, you most certainly can.
I mean, I was like, yes. I think I can do that. Are you sure?
It's possible.
I said, I just back up far enough, get enough run. I can make that other building. Oh, the other guy didn't make it. Oh, okay, I might not try it then. You know, but you're talking to yourself, convincing yourself you can do dumb stuff or good stuff. So, anyhow, that's
it
how I feel.
It may be possible, but you're right. You can convince yourself of anything.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And you'll believe what you tell yourself, too.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
And
you can
crazy.
Be just as wrong. Be just as wrong. And you can tell yourself that over and over again.
Yes.
And believe
yes,
it.
Yes. And believe it. Eventually you do believe it because you've rehearsed it so many times and you begin to believe it yourself. You know, I thought I was only one.
No. That's why.
But I've done it.
No. If you write a book, which you and I talked about you writing, you get an editor. That's the purpose of getting an editor. Also is because there's things that you don't see that you do regularly as a habit, and you don't know as force a habit that you do certain things, but the editor can look at all that stuff and can determine, like, okay, I understand how you write, I'm trying to help you get through this part, change this around. They can kind of mold it and change it. But if you don't have people, because I've read some of the same stuff over and over again, you just keep reading the same thing
mm-hmm,
into it
mm-hmm.
You know, you need somebody on the outside to look at it and say, no, it's different. So, anyhow.
But, like you said, it's a part of life and a part of writing is being able to pull people in to what you're saying. Your book, you know, this is...
This is your life. Yeah, I should bring a copy so we can... Oh, you got a copy.
Yeah.
Show the people. Give me that. Yeah, people can't see. See... They can see it if you do it like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you're on that side. Or they can see it if I do
there
it like,
you
if
go.
I do
now
it like that.
We can see it.
Okay.
Yeah, this way.
There you go. Right there.
Yeah, that's Willie's book. This is Your Life, A Road to Healing. Now, when you say A Road to Healing, what did you need to be healed from?
At that particular point in time, death. My second wife's death. And writing this particular part of the book, helped me to pull thoughts together and helped me to kind of reconcile and deal with what I was dealing with at the time. And, you know, because, having a younger son at the time and just kind of being thrown out there. You know, I didn't know that men couldn't get welfare. I thought it would be something of sense to do since I was a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And had a child and wasn't working like I should have been.
Right.
They were like, "Nah, bro, you got to get yourself something to do. If you was female, we might could deal with it differently." Like,
right. Whatever.
So I had to learn how to get past certain things and how to develop certain things. Man, I didn't even have credit. Man, I didn't even own a credit card or a credit. I didn't even have a bank account when my wife passed. So I didn't know anything. So writing this book, it helped me to kind of pull my thoughts together for certain things and keep me focused on different parts of my life. Because like I said, this book was supposed to have been a trilogy, and I got kind of through the second book, but I couldn't. I don't know, every time I go back to it, it's too many feelings and stuff still locked in there, you know, because it brings up too much stuff. Because the second book actually starts with the day that she passes. And kind of like what I had to do that day when we discovered her, and me and my son and all that. And it gets a little, it's not as emotional as it used to be, but
right.
It's still quite a bit. So it helped me to heal.
Okay.
You know, in the form, when you have a loved one pass, the people that know it, man, you go through a lot of different stages, you know, of grieving. And I didn't even know I was grieving. You know, it took me years to figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, years.
I believe you.
Years.
Yeah, I lost my husband.
I had a friend one time told me, he said, you ain't ready. Because he had gone through it already.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you ain't ready. And like you saying, you lost your husband. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 years ago. Long time ago, but yeah. Still lost him, you know, died, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It don't get, it, you know. The grieving process, I didn't understand it because I had never, I had lost people, but not anybody that close.
Yeah.
I had lost close friends.
Right.
And I lost family members, but I was a little different with family because, you know, I kind of left them back in the day when I left here. So I wasn't as close to them, but other people, man, I got close to, you know, they used to try to share the same thing like you did. They just tell me, hey, man, it takes a while to get over that stuff. And, you know, writing is therapeutic.
Yes.
So, you know, it helps in that way, too. What are you trying to do, Lynn?
I thought maybe I didn't turn on the microphone. So, I got to check that. Maybe I hope I did. I hope I hit the microphone. I'll be able to tell in a minute here.
Oh, bring who on camera? Hello, I'm listening. Your sister Hattie. I do know that's you. How do you type back? Huh? And Alan Murray, what are you watching for? Okay. Hey, I'm glad y'all watching. I'm trying to figure out how to we ain't got no kind of coup. We're supposed to be online and on air. We all over stuff. But next time that I'm on here, I will make sure that I learn how to. Because this is the first time I've actually did this, fellas and ladies. So I mean, as far as trying to stream live, what you looking for, Miss Lynn?
I did not turn on the speaker. The microphone.
You didn't turn on the speaker?
The microphone. Your mic.
How you
on
know?
Here. I just did. I can't. When you turn it on here, you can't hear it. I can hear you, but it's low, low, low.
Well, that might be because you got it turned down, ain't it?
No. I didn't turn it on for some reason.
You didn't turn it off.
When I end it, when you end the video, everything's
off. Oh, everything
off.
Turns off.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So
I didn't know that.
We had like 15 minutes of commercials, and I just cut it all off. But I have to remember to hit the mic.
You know, did you turn the mic on this time?
No. Evidently, it's not on.
How you know?
I'll tell you right here.
Do you have any inflection?
I'll prove that to you right here. Let's go. Let me see.
Now, which part are you streaming?
I'm looking at our live broadcast right now.
Okay. See, I can't see that part. That's the part I had wanted to see.
As we are talking right now.
Okay.
Now, I can hear you, but you're low. Low, 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 because I didn't hit the button for the microphone.
Yeah, but honey, you see those deflections? When you see those deflections, that means that your signal is coming through.
Yeah, but these are not flashing.
Well, they're not supposed to flash because you're not that high. They only flash if your signal is too high.
All right, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do.
Well, we're doing what we do.
Hopefully, they can hear us.
Yeah,
I turned
I
up the mics. Okay.
Well, I'm in the room
on Facebook. Right, right. Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. Facebook Live. If they can hear us, you know, audibly.
Well, I'm just trying to
with clarity and y'all.
Okay,
bear
Hattie
with
said,
us here.
Hattie's saying that she can hear. She said, "I can hear you."
Oh, she can.
Yeah. So.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Hattie.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm gonna move it over here, and I guess Alan, you can hear us too. We trying something different today. We're trying to stream two different ways. We're trying to be technically savvy, and that ain't working out. Both of us back in the 60s, and he didn't.
Oh boy!
I should have brought my son with me.
That's okay. We'll get. Well, he may be back one day.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, I asked him today, man. He's like, "Nah, Poppy, said, I'm gonna chill for this day."
Okay.
But they be working him over. Well, he's like one of the few guys that work at Aldi's.
Okay.
And so, you know, he be doing all the heavy stuff.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like when he bringing in stuff, the delivery people.
Yeah.
He like, oh, man, I'm going to have to put all that stuff up.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
And if you know anything about delivery, whew, Lord, that's another whole game.
Wow. And what was we talking about? And I started looking for the microphone and all that. What was we talking about?
Looking for the mic. Me trying to get me confused because I'm I don't know what we were talking about. We would have to go back in the live feed and look at it.
Oh, my.
And shout out to family, though. Anyhow.
It's going
to
be an interesting year.
Oh, this is going to be a wonderful
season of new miracles.
Yeah. Speaking of new miracles. We're starting
enthusiastic.
Them now.
Enthusiasm, yes.
We're starting it now, to be honest.
Yes, we are.
And you're right. So, hey. Come ride with us.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to make it through, praise God.
Well, we always do.
Amen.
That's the way
God
we do
God is with us. All righty. So.
But I don't have no idea.
Oh, we was talking about your healing. That's what we were talking about.
See, I got healed and forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and because we was talking about how writing is therapeutic.
Right.
And how it kind of helps you to.
Get your
step
thoughts out.
Of
yes, it does.
And,
yes,
you know,
it does.
Yeah. And I think everybody should write certain things like journals.
Like a diary.
Or a diary.
Yeah, a journal.
Thing,
yes.
Know, so you can get your inner thoughts out because a lot of times if you hear how you're thinking, you'll know that some of the stuff you're thinking is stupid. If you can hear what you're saying to yourself,
yeah,
you know that you're telling yourself some stupid stuff.
Mm-mm. And you can just change it, turn that. You have time to turn it around before it manifests itself,
okay,
right?
Okay, here's a stupid idea. I don't understand why people do this. I don't do it anymore. You get to a crosswalk, everybody's waiting for the light to change.
Right.
So somebody decide, oh, it's okay to jaywalk. Let's just go right now. And then everybody start, the next thing you know, everybody start trying to follow the process of going across the street. Ain't nobody checked the fact that we ain't supposed to be crossing the street. You think it's okay because somebody started that idea?
Right, right.
And I mean, I've got caught up in that before.
Oh, yeah.
Started to cross the street, I'd be like, whoa, hold up, man. You know, we ain't supposed to be crossing. So don't tell yourself to cross the street just because somebody else. You know, you got to talk to yourself better than that. So, man, if I go out across that street, and that's what happens. You start saying, if I go out there, I'm liable to get hit. So I'm going to back up. Yeah. Depending on what you say to yourself. That might make sense and maybe not. Now that I think about it, That don't make no sense. So here's what I suggest. When you get to light, to keep being confused at whether to cross the street or not, when you get to the light, just run on across the street regardless. Take your chances.
Yeah. Except you being Columbus, because you can get a ticket for jaywalking.
You can get a ticket here.
Really?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Jaywalking is illegal everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know how we used to get around that?
How?
Because Marion got too many alleys. So when you cross the street, you keep going straight. You know jaywalking means you actually make a J turn. Because when you cross the street, you turn and go on the sidewalk. So
right.
That's why they call it jaywalking. Okay. I think that's why they call it jaywalking.
I never knew why.
That's the only thing. Unless Jay was walking, but yeah. Listen.
And Jay was walking.
I think that, yeah, that was a song that came. Honey, do you know we all just about insane?
Insanity.
We are so close to insanity. You know, there's just a thread of thought that keeps you sane. It's just a thread of thought. A very delicate balance of thought that keeps you insane, keep you from being insane. Because we all know it, man. When you think about it, sometimes you just catch yourself, you be like wondering, you be off into some crazy thought. You're like, man, whew, glad that was a dream. Yeah, absolutely.
Thin line between sanity and insanity.
Very thin line.
Thin
between
line.
Love and hate.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say that.
Brother, you tell me. Thin line. Yeah, it's a thin line between insanity and sanity.
Yeah.
And so often, believe it or not, you're not always on that line. Sometimes you're sane, sometimes you're not sane. Because
mm-hmm.
We done did something where we go back and look at it and like, man, why did we do that?
Right.
You know, because of the heat of the moment, you get mad and or scared or whatever.
Right.
And then you kind of do something and you think about it. But the whole idea is to kind of think about stuff all the time.
I think a lot.
I try not to think.
I analyze a lot.
Thinking is not good for you. So
it's supposed to be.
You can think. Thinking is cool. Depends on what you're thinking about. Yeah.
But I analyze things, you know.
Do? Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to do that, too.
A lot. Sometimes, you know, I have to cut myself off. Well, maybe it doesn't. You know, I'm analyzing with people thinking I'm not really paying attention to what's going on, you know. And I'm analyzing what's being said and possibly the motive behind what's being said. And, you know, my daughter called me last night. She said, I just want you to listen. Okay. First of all, you woke me up out of my sleep.
Oh, so I'm going to analyze you right now.
Right. And before I dozed off to sleep, I was thinking about you and your situation. So don't think I don't hear. Don't think I'm not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Like I told her, I wasn't born yesterday. I just didn't drop on the planet.
No.
You know, so.
You've been around a long,
yes.
long.
We said long time.
You know, and what's really crazy is I used to think that you were so much older than me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because you was mature acting. Man, when we used to see you, we was kids, man, to you. Even though you, what, a year younger than me, you.
Right there at it, yeah.
Well, right there, I think I might be a year older than you. Yeah, well, we right there at the same, we at the same road, I think. And but be careful because I might push you out there in that traffic. Don't stand on the curb, I'm telling you.
But you thought I was that much older than you?
Well, really? Because you got to understand, when we was brought up, and you was dealing with DeWitt, and y'all were just, they were older, Tony and them older brother. So everybody was like older. We didn't see them. We didn't know y'all was, I didn't know y'all was close to my age.
Yeah, yeah.
I just found that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Long. Now that was a long, long time
you know,
ago.
Now this is going to sound crazy, but when I saw you at the blues thing, I said, you know what? That girl should look different than that because she should be around about 75. This is what I'm thinking in my mind. When I first saw her, I said, she looking good for 75. And then come to find out you ain't old as me. All right, well, no wonder you look good. Because I look good.
Okay.
So
I'll
understand.
Take that, yeah.
I can know where you got to take it. And I have to tell you, you look Christmassy today, too.
Oh, all right.
See, the people can see you today, or they're going to see you, because you know what I'm going to do? Well, this is live, too, so they seeing it. Uh-oh, that's scary.
Live. Yeah, I did put on my red blazer. It's,
you know,
chilly.
Something I learned from a brother in church. He was a minister. He told me, he said, man, he said, when I come to church, he said, I let the Holy Spirit pick out my clothes,
mm-hmm.
and I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Same here, I try.
Because you don't know what is going to resonate with people.
No, you don't.
Especially if they see you. So, you know, whatever God said, put on. And it takes, that's why I was telling, we were talking about this earlier. You know, any of these things that you see people do, like you see news people do stuff, man, that stuff ain't easy.
No, it's not.
You know, everybody think, oh, you just get up and sit behind the mic. Oh, you got to put up with all this nonsense. Have all this gear, do all this. Somebody got to engineer this stuff, you know, and then you got to have time. Then you got to, now really what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have time where you come in and practice stuff and look at stuff and change stuff, you know, but that's coming. But my point is, man, it takes time to do all this stuff. But people see what you do and they be like, oh, you could have did so-and-so. Do you know how hard it was for me to do what I did?
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't know what it takes. What it took for you, you know, yeah.
Just
for
like,
me.
You know, writing a book. Okay, people think, oh, it's just easy to write a book.
It's
well,
not.
Then try to write it.
It's not easy at all.
I tell people this
all
the time. They're like, oh, it should be easy to write a book. Then write one.
Right.
You'll see. It's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy.
Because once you get past that first thought and you done filtered out, you know, okay, now that's gone. So what do you build on now?
Now, right. Now see? Where do I go? Yeah.
And if you don't have a life, if you don't know how to pull out of your life, to pull experiences out, to write stuff down about them, once you get your character, that's
it's
it.
It's over, right?
Man, it used to, it, like for instance, some characters, because like I said, I've written a lot of books, or I've written a lot of stories. And some characters, man, it takes months to develop them, depending on what you're trying to get them to do.
True.
And
true.
Then I found like when you start writing, it just takes on its own life, too. So it kind of becomes you looking at your life. That's how that's how this book started being with me. It started allowing me to look into my own life
because
I didn't know I was like that.
Right.
Until I started looking at it, and they were like, yeah, you is like that.
That's you,
yeah,
right?
That's you. You know, and I was like, you sure? Because I didn't, yeah, but that's you.
Right.
But, you know, it allows me to write down, you know, the truth of things. So that's why it was... And when I say, that's why it's the road of healing. But when I say this is your life, even though I wrote the book, when you read the book, you'll realize that I'm not really writing a book about me, but it's about you.
Yes.
It's just that I'm writing about me at the time.
Right.
But you have similar things.
Yes, we all do.
Sure.
Experiences.
Sure.
Yes,
similar
we do.
Experiences. And yes. That's what we all about.
Yes, it is. We all come here the same way and we leave here. Like I said, everything is laid naked before the Lord. We come naked into
well,
this world and we leave.
I'm going to go with my clothes on and I'm taking my money with me.
Where you taking it?
Wherever I go, somebody going with me. Lord, Lord, you might as well get straight right now. We're going to bring some of his money in.
It's not getting in.
You don't think so?
I know it's not. I haven't seen anyone take any yet or even heard of it, right? Have you?
It might be that they ain't letting us know.
Remember back in the day in the tombs over in Egypt, they said the pharaohs buried with all this gold and all that stuff.
And they people, too.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Pharaoh, we ain't that close, buddy. You talking about come on down here and live with me. We're going to die together. Hell no. Let me tell you something. Okay? And you think I'm going to let you get away with all that gold and stuff you leave them down here? That ain't going to happen either. As soon as everybody closed their eyes, I'm coming back for some of this gold. Because some of it probably wouldn't mind to begin with.
Of course.
Yeah, man, they killed the people and everything. They just buried the whole group, family, his entourage, you know, his servants. Are you serious? You know how quick I'd have been out of that group?
Sound knowing, right? I do not know that man.
Not me, baby. He'd be talking about, he born it by himself, he gonna die by himself. Mm-mm. But by the way, that gold calf that belonged to me.
So every inch of it, right?
All
that. Taking that.
Yes, sir.
Boy.
Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be that involved in his life. maybe in that time era that might have been true, but man, I couldn't see.
Could you imagine living in those days? Could you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about it?
No. I have a problem with not having running water.
I'm
sure.
I don't
mean running in a stream. I don't know how. Them people stink. That's all I can tell you, man. I be looking at them Cowboys. You ain't never noticed. I know y'all ain't done that. I'm just tripping for a minute. You ever noticed their Cowboy pants right in the back is worn out? That's because they nasty. Them guys didn't bathe, man. You just out on the range and you got to go. You done ate beans and pork.
Oh, my.
You got to go somewhere right there near the bush. Ain't nothing out there but sand and what you know, what you cleaning with. What we got now, we got the baby wipes and stuff that we use as adults. No, wasn't none of that. You know, you didn't have that kind of stuff back then, you know. So, you know, you just grabbed up a handful of dirt, pat it back there and get it broke, and then scrape it off with something.
Stop. I never thought about that as far. You don't think about those things.
I do.
You do. I do.
Sure.
I don't think about those things, but I think
Why
about
you think I'm
living
about
back
it?
In those days.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
You know.
Them guys was, you know, and then you think about this. Me and my grandmother and grandfather used to go to a store in a wagon. It took us about 35, 40 minutes with an old mule pulling it to just go a mile. I used to think this store that we go to was about from here to Columbus. Because that's how long it seemed like it took. Man, that store was about from here to where I live. Mm. Around the corner. It's just how slow that mule and wagon was. So, unless you rode on a wagon, and you think about people did that 8-9 months to get from one side of this country to the other side. So, let's say, for instance, you decide right now you want to go to Columbus. Because mm-hmm. that's pretty much... In a wagon, man, it would take you 5 or 6 days to get there.
Wow.
That's 40-something miles, man. That horse ain't going to be in it to pull.
50 miles, yeah.
Ain't going to be in it to pull that. Not nothing steady.
That
or horse
quick,
got, he
right.
got to stop, and you got to rest. You're going to have to, I mean, you just up on the wagon, ain't got nothing but just, you just back and forth all in a stagecoach.
Rocket.
They thought they was living it. No, I don't think I could do it. God uh-huh. knew what he was doing.
By putting you in this time.
Yeah, and I'd have been shooting people in the back. Because I wouldn't have never got fast at drawing. Because I wasn't going to practice that long. So I got to be a back shooter. Just like everybody else was.
<Mm-mm-mm>.
Listen.
Guns in your holster.
This is just for my sister, though, when she said, I'll be your huckleberry. Because that girl loved Tombstone. But let me tell you something. Did you see Tombstone? So, see, you like Tombstone too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. That's why y'all in the group. Because it was just okay. Tombstone should be like, oh yeah, that was just like Blazing Saddles. Not really, but kind of.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
What, Tombstone?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who was in it. Actors.
Man, everybody. The crazy guy that plays the pirate movies, Johnny Depp.
He's in that movie?
I think Johnny Depp was the one that played Doc Holliday. And, you had...
Goldie Hawn's husband was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. Whatever his name is.
I can't think of it.
I can't think of his name either. But you know, he's a pretty cool actor.
Let me pull up that.
Yeah, go ahead. Because my phone is doing stuff, so... Yeah,
you have us live. So let me... what was we talking about anyway?
The movie...
Tombstone.
Yeah, the movie Tombstone.
Tombstone cast. All right, let's
Well,
see.
No, if you do it like that, you might come up, because you know the cast of Tombstone? That was an interesting movie, though, man. He said, I was just playing, Lunger. He said, I would.
Kurt Russell, that was his name.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
he was on there.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott, yeah. Val Kilmer.
That was the one, that's who played Doc Holliday.
Okay.
That's the one that kept saying, I'll be, that boy was a mess in that movie. Because he was drunk most of the time.
Because
you know he was dying of tuberculosis.
I have to watch that again.
It was pretty
Bill funny. Paxton was on
Bill
there.
Bill Paxton, yeah. He was the other brother. That was a good movie.
Powers Booth.
power. And oh, yeah, he was the one. He was the one that almost. No, wait a minute. Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Okay.
He was the main bad guy. And he had another guy that was with him. If you say his name, I might recognize it.
What about Billy Bob? He was on there. Billy Bob Thornton.
Thornton. Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see him chewing some kind of tobacco. I think.
Robert Mitchum was on there too.
Not the Robert Mitchum that you talking about.
Narrator.
Yeah, that could have been true. But I think the original Robert Mitchum, he did, ain't he?
I'm sure. Yeah.
If he ain't, you know, we'll see about it.
Yeah, a lot of people on that.
Yeah, keep them prayers coming.
Wow.
If he ain't dead yet, we'll pray him in there. We'll get him in there. Keep praying on him. I know this lady told my mother that she was praying for her husband to die. Boy, I thought that was the craziest thing.
Really?
She sure did. My mom said, now, honey, I don't think you can pray for God to kill your husband.
Well, she could. Don't mean he'd listen to it, you know.
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
You can ask God anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Nah.
Right.
Yeah, he'd do you like he did my boy. Remember when he turned my man, he let him be God for a day? Jim Carrey. When, what's the brother's name that was in Shawshank Redemption?
Morgan Freeman.
You remember
when
Morgan Freeman was playing God? And so my boy told me, I can do what God do. You know, really? And he let him handle it for a day, and he started hearing all these voices. And said, what's that? Yeah, that's just people talking to you.
Right.
But, yeah, that's cool, man. We found out who the people are. You're starting your year off good. Is this your first broadcast since the year started?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
I'm glad that I could be a part of you first.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It had its hiccups today, but that's okay. We persevered.
Well, that's all. Maybe that's just telling you that from this point forward, it's all going to be smooth sailing.
I hope so. Yeah. Not only that, we're out of time again.
We're always out of time. I'm going to cut this off, Hattie, and all of y'all. Thank y'all for kind and listening in. And,
yeah, thank you.
And sharing your time with Linda and I.
Thank you so much.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been a hoot. I always have a good time. A lot of laughter. Happy New Year, everybody. Don't forget a new season of Miracles, and let's be enthusiastic throughout this year. Heads up, heart up, hands up. Praise God through each and every day that He blesses us with. Wooly, thank you for being my guest. Opening
Linda,
up this new year.
Thank you for guessing me.
Okay, you're welcome. To next
you're
time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible Governor John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible. He's not endorsing me, which I think is crazy. He's really not helping at all. He's not showing up. I don't know what this guy's problem is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got a supercut haircut. He has a terrible suit on. I could really, really help this guy out, but I have to tell you something. I am not going to help him because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about because he